The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
When you go on vacation, you're supposed to go outside and have fun, not stay indoors and play games. Yet that's what we did a couple of years ago. Let me explain why I'm bringing it up. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
I'm wondering why you're bringing it up. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
We went on vacation and we took our young daughter with us. Yes, we took our boyfriend with us as well. And
that's a whole other subject.
Anyway, Otto. So young Dylan, his name is Dylan, likes to play Monopoly, right? And it's National Monopoly Day.
Yes, it is.
Okay. So we were playing and he wins. Everything's good.
He didn't win.
The first game he did. And then Otto says, Uh-oh. Oh, we're playing again. I'm like, we're not going to the beach.
Well,
no,
we're
going
to play. The first game we played was like a practice game. It wasn't even like a real game.
Oh, see, this is where we are. So then Dylan's like, fine, whatever. Otto wakes up early the next day. We have to play Monopoly again. I'm like, I want to go to the beach.
No, I woke up early the next day to him having the board set up with all the money laid out, all the pieces ready to go. He wanted the smoke.
This goes and I brought on it to him. For days, back and forth. You win, you win. It's a game. It's not that serious. I could not go to jail anymore. I said, I quit. Do not pass go. I never won a game. Don't care.
I only got into one extended Monopoly game. That was with my older cousin, Sean. And that Monopoly game went on for like close to 7 hours.
It can get crazy.
There was breaks. Yeah. And
That's a good game right there.
It's too much.
Thank you, Anthony.
By the end of it, I was like, I don't even want to play no more.
You know what I like? I like me a good checkers game.
Hey, shout out checkers.
Boom, boom, boom. I win. Connect Four.
You better give Monopoly some respect on its day, okay?
Remember Connect Four? When I was little, I always wanted to play Connect Four, but I never had one. They were a little bit more than checkers. Yeah, you know, I mentioned checkers.
I remember I have a vivid memory at my grandma's house playing Connect Four with my dad.
I hate you. You had that game. So later on in life, I worked for the Boys and Girls Clubs, and they had one. I used to go in there and play with the kids all the time. It was so fun. And I didn't win that either. Anyway, what other national days do we have, Anthony A?
All right, beyond Monopoly Day, we have World Toilet Day. Thank God for that, right?
One of the best inventions we've ever had.
Talk to my mom about that. She didn't have an indoor toilet till she was 14.
So man, she knows to appreciate that toilet.
She said, Dana, I hated it. She would go home and wait till her cousin at her tio's house next door, till everybody would get home, and she would go next door to use theirs. She's like, it was awful going to, there was a hole in the ground in the backyard.
And you're traumatized by Connect Four.
I know, right? I'm like, thank God. Well, at least I had checkers and a toilet.
And we'll wrap it up on International Men's Day, as it is Men's Mental Health Month.
Oh, this is such a big deal. I love that here, I mean, Otto and Anthony, I feel like you two are very emotionally intelligent. I really do.
Thank you. Some days I'm better than others.
But emotional intelligence is being able to talk about how you really feel without feeling less of a man in doing so.
Yes, and we're really on the forefront. And shout out to all the guys out there who are working on theirs as well, and the homies who are helping other homies. We're all here for each other.
That whole idea of don't cry, I'll give you something to cry about, that's just so passé.
You said something the other day that really caught my attention, Ant, that men's suicide rates go up a lot after 35. And it made me start thinking, I was like, why? Because you've already accomplished so much in life, or maybe it's that you don't feel like you've accomplished enough, or...
It tends to be that they go, like, people used to joke about, like, the men's midlife crisis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it used to be the stereotype that men will go out and, like, buy a crazy car or do something wild.
Anthony, right.
And it has to do with a little bit of that, and you've kind of lived to a certain point where you feel a little lost. And then it's also, like, at that point, a lot of men go through separation and finding their purpose, and they feel like they don't have any. So... it really skyrockets after that, and especially for my divorce homies going through it too.
Man, so, when you're by yourself, all of a sudden life does change. But you know what? People care about you.
Yes, they do.
And like I said, it's good to let that emotion out. Become emotionally intelligent. If you don't have anyone to talk to, you can always call us. 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, in today's Crazy Crimes of Passion, we're going to talk about 34-year-old Joel Guy Jr. He's from Knoxville, Tennessee. He went home for Thanksgiving, have dinner with his two sisters and his mom and dad. People do that.
Mm-hmm.
Home. Everything was fine. Wonderful meal. Sisters went home. Then come Monday, mom didn't go to work. Joel's mom, Lisa, is her name. Court cam found the 911 call made by his mother, Lisa's employer, because this just wasn't the kind of person she was.
I have an employee that has not reported for work today and highly unlike her. Can somebody go by and check on them?
Sheriff's Office, not county sheriff's office. We're here to check your welfare.
So they go inside the home, as officers are told to do. I mean, these are two grown adults who suddenly aren't coming to work. And what they found was really a nightmare.
Inside, police found the remains of Joel and Lisa, who were both stabbed over 30 times.
I'm sure that this is shocking. Police see a lot. But crimes of this nature are not something that anyone would run into on a daily basis. And then after the holidays, they immediately, though, suspected the son. Because when they started making calls...
Well, it's right after the holidays.
Well, and the sisters left, right? And they're like, the last person there was our brother, Joel Jr. And he went out and used his dad's credit card.
His parents had been supporting the 28-year-old for years and recently told Guy they were cutting him off financially. Police believe Guy was angry and hoped to cash in on his parents' life insurance policy.
$500,000 insurance policy is what his parents had. He thought he was going to get away with it. You know, he was charged with first-degree murder, premeditated murder, and the abuse of two corpses as well. He pled not guilty. This is actually the prosecutor describing the crime scene.
He covered them with a corrosive substance and left them there to liquefy.
It seems to me that this man had no feeling, no soul.
And this is all because they were cutting him off financially?
Yes, Otto. Yes, because they're cutting the man off.
At 28 years old?
28? He's 34.
34? I thought they said he was 28.
No, he's 34 years old. Who cares if he was 20? This is ridiculous. Now, there was camera footage of him purchasing these items, but police uncovered a written plan. The man wrote it down.
And perhaps most incriminating was Guy's notebook, which contained written excerpts outlining his plan, including one that read, "Get plastic sheeting for disposal process and money all mine, $500,000.
So he's at trial and, you know, he pleads not guilty. The jury's not having it. Here they are reading the sentence.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Joel Michael Guy, guilty of first-degree premeditated murder of Joel Guy Sr.
Count number two, please.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Joel Michael Guy, guilty of first-degree premeditated murder of Lisa Guy.
At this point, all I'm thinking is, please let the judge give him adequate time. Who wants someone like this out on the streets? He's capable of doing this with his family after they spent this loving
I mean, they supported him for 34
together.
Years, and this is how he returns the payment?
So now it's, you know... Well, before I tell you what he got, this is his sister. And I want you to listen to what she says, because there's something she says when addressing the judge and jury that really stood out to me.
You'll never know what it is like to have to tell your children that their grandparents have been chopped up and put in acid.
She never addresses him as her brother. And she gets explicit with that because she wants the jury to give him everything, the judge rather, to sentence him to the... harshest punishment he can. So now it's time for the judge to speak.
This was the most extreme form of abuse in the court. I've seen 25 years. I don't see any potential rehabilitation in Mr. Guy. I was watching him during the trial. He showed absolutely no remorse of what he had done. Quite frankly, Mr. Guy, you look kind of proud of what you had accomplished.
He never cried, never had any kind of emotion. The judge sentenced him to two life sentences plus four additional years for the treatment of the remains. And Joel Jr. is not eligible for parole till 2071. He will be 83 years old.
I know people like to use the term sociopath a lot, and a lot of the times it doesn't really add up. This one adds up.
I agree.
He's the definition.
I wonder if the money went from the life insurance ended up going to his sisters.
It went to his sisters.
Yeah.
Yes, and rightfully so. And it will not, unfortunately, won't help their pain, though.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Britney Spears had a sleepover at the Kardashians, or I guess the Kardashians had a sleepover with Britney Spears. And Britney's Instagram is back. She deleted it temporarily, right? People were definitely concerned with some of the content that she was posting. And I've been asked a million times, like, why do you think the Kardashians had her over? I think they're as concerned as everybody else. I think we've all watched Britney Spears grow up on camera, right? From the Mickey Mouse Club to I'm a Slave for You. And so you see her going through, obviously, some type of struggle, whether it's drug-induced... or mental illness. We don't know that. We don't know what's going on. We can assume. And I think the Kardashians, say what you want to say about them, but when it comes to family, they have each other's back. And if you know anything about fame and the way it tears people down, Kardashians understand that completely. I think that's why they had her over, just to check on her, see how she's doing.
That's very good.
Give
her some love. This is them like laying, I think they're in Kris Jenner's bed or Kim's bed.
Oh, we're just chilling.
In our geriatric bed.
Yeah. This bed vibrates.
What the f***? What the f***?
And, you know, they're just hanging out and she got to play with their kids because, you know, she lost custody of her own kids. Because of obvious reasons. And then Kevin Federline, her ex-husband, has his book out. In the end, all he says, though, over and over in his interviews is he wants her to get some help and that he really cares about her and that her sons want her to get help. So maybe this is the beginning of that. I'm hoping.
Yes, I hope so, too. Yeah, that is the mother of his children. So he wishes for the best, too, as we all do. Because she gave us some classic moments throughout, like, U.S. pop culture history.
Literally.
She revolutionized a lot. And, yeah, so hopefully she gets better.
I think she can
get
well.
Maybe the Kardashians aren't that bad.
I don't think they're bad.
I've never thought they were bad.
I've never thought they were bad either.
I have my feelings on Kris Jenner.
But oh, I don't think she's bad at all. I think she's smart.
I think that she used her daughter to create a whole story. And they're in court right now with Ray J again over.
Oh, he is the one that's bad. My God, let it go, dude. That was like 25 years ago. Move on.
Well, what he's suing for is they've constructed this narrative that he put the tape out. And he's trying to say, no, me and Kris Jenner did it together.
Who cares? It was 25 years ago. Let it go.
She is the matriarch of Hollywood. Like, I think she's bigger than that incident alone. I mean,
me too.
Kim's one thing, but she also spawned off Kylie Jenner, who's arguably more financially successful than Kim was, right? I think.
No.
Not anymore.
No.
But she's up there. Either way, she's up there. And she's done a lot. They all have done a lot for them. And I really appreciate how they rallied around, you know, Britney Spears and are offering her support at this time.
Me
as
too.
You brought up, nobody really knows how to relate to that level of fame.
And they have always relied on each other. That's what I mean. Say what you want to say about the Kardashians. You're sick of them. You're tired of them. All this stuff. When it comes to family, they put family first. And Scott Disick is still over there all the time. I mean, they tried to help Kanye. There's all these things, you know, of him.
And
you know?
Also, too, I think the message beyond that, too, is like another layer of it is to check in on your people, especially as they get older in life. I know the male suicide rate skyrockets after 35. You know, if you have anybody who you may or just you just miss anybody or have anybody inkling in your heart, reach out to them.
Kevin Federline said in an interview, I'm so frightened that I'm going to get a call one day. And maybe when he was doing all these interviews, Kim was like, you know what? I'm going to call her. They've known each other for years. And she went over and she had a great time. Her Instagram is back and hopefully she'll be getting some help.
Also, she kind of just looks like an auntie on Instagram. Like, that's just kind of an auntie on social
that
media.
That embarrassing auntie on yes, Instagram.
She lost her like, cool. Oh, she just, but I love it. That
she
makes
just discovered
cool.
CapCut.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Tekashi 6ix9ine, controversial, right? But what just happened to his mother, nobody should co-sign on at all. You're going to hear from him. I'm going to play some audio and tell you exactly what went down after we get famous people's birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Adam Driver celebrating his birthday, oh. Jodie Foster, FaZe Rugg, and Tyga celebrating a birthday.
I was so sad to see that Tekashi's mother was held at gunpoint in her home while he was out working. Now, he is addressing the situation after we hear what he has to say. I really want to talk about this.
So I want to make this video to clear up all the fake news and rumors. So the world knows this. It's a fact. I'm on house arrest. Yesterday, they allowed me to leave for work. People, I guess, saw that I was on live stream. They took that opportunity to do some like I said, it's me, so I get it. The rules are different for me. But if it was your favorite artist, your favorite actor, and that was done, they don't get no cool points for that. My mom is 60 years old. Y'all know I'm supposed to come home. Y'all know I'm home all the time. I'm on house arrest. So y'all take the opportunity that I'm not home. Y'all see me on live stream with Jack Doherty in Miami, and y'all do that. That's whack. Get no coupon for that. I don't think nobody respects that.
No, nobody does. I
mean,
can't.
His poor mom.
Oh my gosh, what she must have felt. She's an elderly woman. I don't care if she was a young woman. That is just unacceptable. And I know he likes to, you know, talk. And I see people commenting, that's what you get for running your mouth. That's what you know. That's not what you get. That's not how we behave. You do not take someone's mother hostage like that, enter their home and do something. And then the dog. There's video of this dog
nice.
Doing nothing. The dog's like leading the burglars
what
around.
The dog do?
Bark! Do something! That's why little dogs, I just, they don't make any sense to me whatsoever.
I mean, do I really feel bad for 6ix9ine at this point? I think
you
I
do.
Might.
Of yeah, course I you mean, do. Otto, you're human. His mother.
I do think he's going to have a redemption part of his career coming up pretty soon here.
You know what?
Well, the best thing that happened for him is Young Thug snitched, and then that opened up the floodgates to welcome him back. And I have a whole lot of empathy and sympathy for his mother because she's an unwilling victim in this situation.
Of course.
This is not the first time that something like this has happened to her. And for me, I've been a person who's been following his career since like early 2017. And this is like a lesson in trolling that sometimes if you take it too far, it could have repercussions on people beyond you. And I think it sucks. It's sad. I don't agree with what they did at all. And I feel bad for his mom, but the people who want to get him back are going to do what they did. And it's just sad.
I didn't even think about that, Anthony. Remember when this happened to Chris Brown's aunt?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot. They took his aunt, held her inside of it. I think she was at his house in a closet for like hours. Nobody knew what was going on.
I remember when that happened, yeah.
Thank goodness nothing happened to her.
I mean, you got to be really careful with all these home invasions that are going on with athletes and rappers and just superstars in general. You have to be really careful about putting out where you live.
It's not even that. I really wish that we had a little more humanity. The internet has made people think that you can just behave in this kind of way. And my heart goes out, not to just Tekashi, to his mother. More than anything, his mother. And I hope they catch those people.
So do I.
And I hope that they do whatever they need to do to him within the legal limits of the law.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Let's give away some free Dana Cortez Show merch. Let's do it. Who's lying? Woo! Let's go. Sing along. All right. Call us. 877-730-DCS1. Today's contestant is on the phone. Demi, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Let's play Who's Lying, Demi? Let's do it. Okay. So here's the thing. We need you to love us. And in order for us to do that, we have to develop a relationship with you. So my name is Dana Cortez, along with my husband, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. Each of us will go around the room and tell you a story about ourselves. Catches, someone is telling a lie. If you guess correctly who's lying, you win free DCS merch. You can get a hoodie or a t-shirt, okay?
Okay.
Demi, obviously somebody older is with you, right? That can actually play?
Yeah.
Okay, who's with you?
My dad.
Okay, but your dad is not 14. Your dad is over 18, correct?
Obviously.
Want to make sure. I know, I just want to make sure. Okay, I keep thinking about the holidays this time of year. I already have holiday brain. And I want to brag a little bit on my cooking. I make cornbread dressing. It's the star of the sit down. Everybody loves it. Also, my mac and cheese. It's amazing. And my mac and cheese, by the way, requires like 2 hours of prep time. I put New Mexico Hatch green chili in there, 5 different cheeses. My macaroni is al dente because it cooks a little bit in there. And the secret ingredient is Dijon mustard. But we can talk about that later. Anyway, I put it in the oven. I crisp the top.
What's up, y'all? DJ Automatic here. I don't cook for the holidays. I've been banned by my wife from the kitchen. So
sorry.
She won't even let me make my world famous blue box Kraft macaroni and cheese. She wants to make this super fancy macaroni and cheese that she says is more on brand for Thanksgiving. But I've won awards. She has not.
You won a contest, not awards. There's a big difference, Otto.
So the only thing I get for Thanksgiving is I get to set the table.
Oh, there it is. Yo, what's up? Anthony A. And the best compliment I ever received on the holidays was for my deep fried turkey. I used to work for a catering gig and I learned a lot of insights on how to deep fry a good turkey. And one time my neighbor came over and he asked, what restaurant did you guys get this from? I was like, nope, that's just from your boy.
Oh, okay. Demi, somebody is telling a big fat lie. You guessed correctly. You win the DCS merch. Who's lying?
I think it's Anthony's lying.
You're right!
Oh, Demi!
I thought I got it good.
You cannot cook, Anthony.
Oh.
You sit here and talk about your Smuckers. What is it? What are those things?
Uncrustables?
Whatever.
Those are great, dude. Those are great. But you're right, Demi. All I bring to the holiday parties is ice.
All right, Demi. Who's the best cook in your family?
I would say my mom.
Oh, what's the best thing mom cooks?
Pasta. That's my favorite food.
Ooh, pasta. That sounds good. What's your dad's name?
Akeem.
Good morning, Dad.
Good morning, Dana.
Good morning. You're like, I'm here. I'm here playing along. So what's your favorite food to eat for Thanksgiving?
I'll say I love to go for the turkey itself because I make the turkey every year.
Okay.
So I knew I was lying.
Yeah. They're like, that ain't right, Anthony. You a lie.
There wasn't enough prep story.
I was gobbling around too much.
Yeah. I want to thank you both so much for listening. It means the world to us. So obviously, do you want a t-shirt or a hoodie?
I would like a hoodie.
I knew it. Because even when it's 109 degrees outside, everybody's wearing hoodies. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for making us your new number one morning show. I love you. Congratulations.
Don't hang up, though, so Jack can get all your info, okay?
Yeah, don't hang up. Hold on just a second. Okay, hold on. Thank you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.